Praise the Lord, good morning. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms and let's read Psalm 82 before we start our prayers and our worship. Psalm 82, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Amen. He judges among the gods. How long will he judge unjustly and accept the person of the wicked? Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Amen. God wants justice, and he will ultimately judge the whole earth. Let's all come to God in a prayer. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, we magnify you, we adore you, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful time that you give us to come and to worship and to pray and to listen to your word. Thank you for your Son Jesus Christ who died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life, and here we are, Lord, in your presence. Oh God, we ask you, we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come and anoint our meeting. Oh God, anoint each and every one of us, speak to us and guide us and help us. Walk here in the rows and touch each and everyone who is here and our brethren, the rest of the family of yours, your members, oh God, the part of your body. Touch them wherever they are. Perfect us, lead us, teach us more of your ways. Let's come to God and ask him forgiveness for our sins. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us as you promised. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just. You will forgive and you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let's come now to God and ask him your needs. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've given us, for answered prayers, for miracles. And here we are, Lord, we are praying. Hear our prayers. Give us our needs, O God. Lord, we ask our needs, O God, help us and strengthen us and provide for us in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, Lord. Hear our cry for mercy. According to your will, open your hands and grant us. Let's pray for one another now. If you know any brother or sister is in need of something, is in distress, facing certain issue or problem, pray for her, pray for him. This is the only weapon we can now help us is the prayers to God. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our cries, O God. Relieve, O God, our brothers and sisters who are in need. Bless your church, O God. Bless your people who are crying to you, Lord. You know each and every one is in a problem. You provide, O God. You help. Pray now for our family. Pray for your family. Pray for your wife. Pray for your husband. Pray for your children, your parents, your siblings. Put them to the hand of God through prayers. Prayers can do more than what you can expect. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. I bless each and every family. Pray for each husband to be leading his family according to your will, that you are his head, O God. And I pray that they will abide with your word and your plans and your will. I pray for wives to be submissive to their husbands who are doing their best to follow you. I pray for parents to give clear instructions from your word to their children to abide. I pray for children to be humble, to follow your ways and your commands, O God, and also to listen to the instruction they receive. I pray for blessing upon each and every family, O God. Lord, we pray for our protection, all of us here and all our brethren from this COVID-19. O God, help us, spare us troubles, let nothing hinder your grace from reaching each and every one of us, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for your job, the place you are working. Pray that God will bless the place for your sake, and that he will continue to preach his word, to spread his word to the people who are there. Thank you, God. We thank you for the place we are working and you have placed us. We pray, Lord, that you will shine, you will speak your word to the people around us. Bless the places that you are working for our sake, for the sake of my brothers and sisters, that they will receive their salaries on time and all their all what's due for them, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, they will take all their rights. I pray for the companies who are not giving salaries, Lord, and our brethren, long time they are waiting. I pray, bless these companies so that our brethren will receive what's due for them in full, in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are without job or seeking for job. Help them, O God. Help them to get a suitable job and soon. We trust you, Lord. There is no one like you, O God. Open your hands and satisfy the needs. Let's pray now for the places that we came from. Pray for our neighborhood, our relatives, our friends, colleagues, that they may know Christ if they are unsaved, and that we will do our part to spread his word to them. Hear our prayers, O God. We are praying for all these places and areas and people that we were in touch before and we are in certain way in contact. We pray that you will spread your word to them, O God. That we will give them your word, O God. Give them your message, O God. Pray for salvation, help people to come to faith from all these places through all of us contacts. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray also for this place that God put his church in UAE and all the extension of the church, Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, Pakistan, and some places in Africa. Let's pray. Oh God, be with all the members, their families, the individual members, the congregation that you have placed in all different places. Grant us favor from all the governments, O God. Hide us, protect us from persecution. Give us favor on all our logistic needs and our documentations, legal things will be provided to us on time and according to your will and according to the needs. O God, we pray that grant us boldness to preach your word and stretch out your hand and do miracles and healing in the name of Jesus. O God, help us to persevere and spread your word and to do your work and your will. I pray for each and every member of the church that you do our best to express the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, self-control, gentleness, kindness, long-suffering, that all of us will express the character of Jesus in our lives. Humility, O God, generosity, faithfulness, righteousness, you will be the one to make a way, O God. And we pray, Lord. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Also, Lord, that you bless the church. Pray now for yourself. Pray for your ministry. Pray that you will be filled with the Holy Ghost and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. If you have not yet received it, to go on. Save God. Lord, we pray. Fill us and refill us again with the Holy Ghost, O God. Give us the gifts that we need. Speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Gift of message of knowledge, message of wisdom. Gift of feeling, gift of faith. Gift of pastoring, prophesying, teaching, exhorting, evangelizing. You will be the one to help us, O God, in serving you, Lord. It's written, they went out and the Lord was working with them. Work with us, work with all the pastors, elders, the workers of the church, the parents. O God, we pray the anointing of the Holy Spirit shall be upon the whole church, that we will be enabled by you to reach a new people, to plant a new Bible study, a new congregation for the church. And Lord, we ask you to bless all the ministries of the church, O God, the watchman ministry, the church school, the publication, the translation ministries, and also the youth and children ministry. O God, we pray, O God, you bless all the work of our hands in your church, in your vineyard, and lead us to reach the lost. I pray for more people to be saved, more people to receive water baptism. O God, put more burden and compassion in our heart to reach the lost around us. And Lord, we pray that you anoint also this worship, anoint the songs, the instruments, our prayers, O God, the message, the giving, all the item of our worship, even this recording, anoint it, Lord, to reach your people, O God, to reach the rest of your church, O God, anoint it and use it, O God. O Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all now stand and worship and praise the Lord.
Draw me near. your love and your grace with a passion in my heart. I desire to seek your face. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near to you, O loving God. I love for you, my heart worships you, I love. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near your presence, O Lord. Draw me near to you, O loving God. I long for you.
Forever, for the high God's sacred born, his love endures forever. To thee among thy nation, thy faithfulness reaches unto the clouds.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, the power of your presence, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the power of your word shall change our lives, even today, O God. Thank you for this wonderful time that you brought us to the most holy place, and you touched us, and you spoke to us. We bless you in Christ's name. Amen. Let us be seated in God's presence, and let us collect our tithes and our offerings and our fresh food into the house, into the storehouse of God. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. Thank you for your help and your support. Thank you for the jobs, the incomes, and all that we have received, the good things we have received from you. And here we are, we bring to you, Lord, which belong to you, from tithe and from offering and from first fruits and vows into your storehouse. Use them, Lord, mightily to reach the lost. Multiply them, O God. And I pray you open the windows of heaven and bless your people who obey you and reveal the devour in their life. Let all nations know, O God, that we are blessed by you. We thank you, God. We bless you. I pray for those who have no job. Give them jobs suitable for them, with suitable income, O God, to help them in their daily needs. And those who have not yet received their salaries, provide for them. And even, Lord, I pray for those who are seeking new jobs. you provide. We thank you, bless you, this is our prayer. In this name, amen and amen. We continue today to speak from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain. And let's go to Matthew chapter 5. And let's read verse 43 to verse 48. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. You have heard that it had been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sons to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans go so? Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Anoint my lips, O God, with verses and statements, and direct the message in the way that you want it to flow. Teach us more of your ways, O God, today. Change our lives, your presence with your word and with the Holy Spirit, O God, and help us to commit our lives to the teaching that we receive from you. We thank you, bless you. Take the message and let it be fruitful, effective, fruit of repentance, fruit of the Holy Spirit, and the fruit of new disciples. We thank you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Here the Lord was speaking to the Jewish people, to his disciples, and he told them that he had been hearing that thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. That's in verse 43. He told them that they have here two things. They have here, thou shalt love thy neighbor. The Lord quotes this from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19. Love thy neighbor. Book of Leviticus 19 and verse 17 and 18. Let's read it and explain. Say, thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. Verse 18, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Here the Lord told them clearly, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, the Israelites, their neighbors were their fellow Israelites, that is their own brothers. And here the Lord, when he told them, you have here, love your neighbor, they understood he was speaking from Leviticus chapter 17, which say, you shall not hate thy brother in your heart. You see, if your brother have done something wrong and bad, don't keep it in your heart. Don't let it nurse as a grudge. But you go, thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor and not suffer sin upon him. What you need to do, you need to go, face him with the wrong that he did, with his sins, so that he will not sin. That when you will rebuke him, when you will tell him this has you done, then you are telling him to correct himself. And that is the way for him not to sin. He will be corrected. But when you don't go and speak and you keep grudge in your heart, when you keep it in your heart and you are waiting for opportunity to revenge. And that's what he said in verse 18, thou shalt not revenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. When you don't speak it, when you don't go and speak it, but you are nursing hatred in your heart, and you are waiting for opportunity to revenge or to retaliate or to do the same harm. This is where the Lord is teaching us against it. We should not go into this direction. Why there is a grudge? Because you don't go and face. But the question, why you don't go and face? Because most of the time, the law of God is not giving you the right to retaliate. I mean, when that person, that brother have done something based on the word of God, then you have no right to have a grudge or to fight or to revenge or to retaliate, because that would be your sin. He say, thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Here, when somebody do wrong to us, we need to go on and face and tell what he did wrong, and whatever our right, we need to ask from that person. After that, then either he will give us and it will be fine, but if not, there's here the Lord in Matthew chapter 43, chapter 5, verse 44, he say, but I say to you, love your enemies. When we speak, and the people does not want to give what is due for us, there is nothing in the scripture speak that you will revenge, you will fight, you will block, or you will persecute. Because that will be a sin also from our side when you do such things. In the book of Romans, chapter 12. Book of Romans, chapter 12. And verse 20 and 21. They say, therefore, if thy enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him a drink, for in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Now here, this goes what Apostle Paul said. It goes with the along with the teaching of the Lord in Matthew chapter 5, when he say, "Love your neighbor. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as yourself, and love your enemies." Here we should go along the way that God wants us to go through. That when there is enemies, those who have hatred toward us, those who have harmed us, God wants us to go into the other way. Now, if we go to verse 43, he told them, you have heard two things. Love your neighbor. And second thing, the Lord say, hate your enemy. The question, from where they hear, hate your enemy? There is nothing in the scripture whether in the Old Testament or in the New Testament, it mentioned to hate your enemy. The scriptures contain only love your neighbor. We have read that in the book of Leviticus. Love your neighbor also, it is mentioned in the book of Matthew, it's mentioned in the book of Mark, it's mentioned in the book of Luke, and also in the book of Romans and book of Galatians by Apostle Paul. It mentioned also by Apostle James. But to hate your enemy, it is not mentioned. From where they hear it? They hear it from their teachers who are teaching them wrong things to hate their enemies. It is not in the scriptures. And that's why here the Lord, he is correcting them. When he spoke, you have heard. Yes, in the scriptures speak about love your neighbor, but there's nothing in the scriptures, Old Testament or New Testament, speak about hating your enemies. And that is here, God is calling us today to correct us, to guide us with his scriptures, how to deal with those enemies. I mean, we have the right to protect ourselves, to do whatever things we can do to protect ourselves, but to hate the enemy, to block, to retaliate, to revenge, to avenge, to have grudges in our heart, waiting for opportunity to fight back, that is not in the scriptures. And we need to be aware of that. Apostle Paul say, if your enemy hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Why we need to do that? We need to do that because it may work. He may be ashamed. When people do wrong and we still do good, they may be ashamed. They may be that is will stop them from continue in the wrong way. And that is how go along with the word of Jesus to love our enemies. Matthew 5:44. But I say to you, love your enemies. The authorities of Jesus being God, God the Son, is telling us to love our enemies. Bless them that curse you. I mean, people speak bad against us, they curse us, but according to the scripture here, we need to speak mild word, right word, tactful word, gentle word, and avoid cursing them. Why we need to follow this? They might be convinced. We might be win them with the way we talk, when we speak such a way for the glory of God, in abiding with the commands of Jesus. They might be changed if we change the way that we speak. If they speak evil and they speak curse, we speak gentle and mild word to them. Yes, if there is somebody, a real brother, of course we speak with him a better word, but still with the enemy according to them. To the teaching of our Lord, we should not speak bad words or curse, because that will have not of any fruit. He said, do good to them. They do bad, but still, if there's any opportunity to do good, we need to do good. If they are poor, we may think to give them, to provide for them, to give them certain needs. He said, if your enemy hungry, feed him. They might be ashamed. They might be stop doing wrong when they see that we are doing good to them. That is where the attitude that God wants us, the character that God wants us to adopt from this day onward. Do good to them that hate you. Find something that you will do to them that is good. And he say here, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. When we do all that we can, when we bless them with our word, when we go to them, when we do good to them, when we not revenge, and still they are doing bad or They abuse us, they attack us. What is left here, according to the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, what is left for us here is only to pray for them. The same what our Lord Jesus Christ did when he was on the cross, when they crucified him, in the book of Luke, chapter 23. Book of Luke, chapter 23 and verse 34. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. When we are persecuted up to this point, what is left for us is not to curse but to pray. The other example about that we need to pray for those who persecute us. That's part of our love when you say, love your enemy. Those who do wrong, part of our love, finally we need to pray for them. Let's read Acts chapter 2. Sorry, Acts chapter 4. I had mentioned a lot of scriptures in the message that's written about to love the neighbor. But there's nothing mentioned about to hate your enemy in the scripture. Acts chapter 4, verse 21 onward, when they arrested the apostles and they threatened them and they warned them not to preach in the name of Jesus. After they released them, what happened? And say, so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people of, for all men glorified God for that which was done. After the man was healed, they were here, the apostle arrested, for the man was about 40 years old and on whom this miracle of healing was shown. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they hear that, they went and they report what had happened so that they can pray. And when they hear that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Here they prayed, and their prayer was taken from Psalm 8, as we read in verse 25 to 26, to present the situation and the persecution that was against Jesus and also now against them. But they informed God in their prayer, that is the will of God. In verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Now here, when they were threatened and persecuted, they When they come to God to pray, they did not ask God to revenge of what they did. They asked God to give them boldness, and that's what we need to do. We need to pray that God give us boldness, grant us boldness to preach the word of God and to tell more about Jesus and his word. And also, they pray for miracles, signs, and wonders and to be taken in place, and healing to be taken in place in the name of Jesus. And that's what we need to do now. When we are persecuted and when we are illiterated, we don't pray for revenge. We pray that God will do more miracles so that we can also speak boldly about the Lord and about His word. This is the scriptures that teach us the pattern of how to deal with our enemy, not to hate, but to pray for them. In the book of Acts chapter 7, also another example, when Stephen was stoned, when they were stoning him, he prayed for those who were stoning him. And we will read that in Acts chapter 7 and verse 60. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He prayed, "Lord, take not this sin on their charge." So he's asking God, give them chance to be saved. These are the themes of the scripture that teach us how to have a good attitude, not to nurse grudges or hatred toward those people who hurt us, but we need to really do all what we can to pray for them in the right manner and to ask God to save them. I want to read from the book of Romans, chapter 13, about to love your neighbor. Book of Romans 13 and verse 9. He said, "For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." Now here, loving neighbor is not to do all these wrong things, killing, stealing, coveting, or doing adultery. Let's continue now in the message and let's go to Book of Luke, chapter 6, and we can see the same Jesus, what he spoke in Matthew, it is also repeated there. Luke chapter 6 and verse 27 and 28. "But I say unto you which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you." Those who abuse us, persecute us, what is left for us is, after we spoke, after we bless, after we do the good thing, what's left for us, according to the commands of Christ, is only to pray for them. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 and let's read verse 45. He said that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. God wants us to be a real children of God. Being a children of God, we need to follow what Jesus did, especially what he did on the cross. And Apostle Peter also reminding us of how we need to act and behave, how to have a character and also attitude, and from what Jesus say and from what also our Lord did. First Peter chapter 2. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 to verse 24. God call us today to correct our ways, to put clear points of how to need to act with our enemies. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 21-24, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Here, the Lord wants us not to retaliate, not to threaten, not to revenge, not to keep grudge in our heart, but to forgive those people. So in that case, we will be behaving as a children of God. When he told them in Matthew, he was directing them to speak to the Jewish Pharisee, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. The Pharisees, they were saying that they are the children of God. And he said that if you are the children of God, then you behave as God behaved. And he gives them this example. He said, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. He told them, if you really want to be the children of God, then behave as God behaved. And God sent his rain on the just or on the unjust, and also he allowed the sun to shine on the righteous and also on the wicked. Now, certain time God may discipline, but most of the time God is giving also to the unjust people. The sun is important to give light, to give warmth, and also for the plant. The rain is very important for the plant and also for the living. So God wants us also to behave in the same way so that we will be called the children of God. And that's what also Apostle Paul admonishes in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 and 2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, being children of God, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. So God wants us to behave in this way, that love, and even love our enemies by word and by actions and by deed. If they are hungry, we may need to feed them. If they are thirsty, we give them a drink, that they might be ashamed. Why God give to the wicked? And why God certain times want us to give to the wicked? You know, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, there is scriptures that say, Acts chapter 2 verse 4, sorry, it is Romans chapter 2 verse 4. He said, and or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and long sufferings, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. When God gives good things, the purpose of God is to lead us to repentance. We might be ashamed. The same way, when we still do good to those who harm us, that may lead them to repentance and be ashamed of the wrongdoing that they are still doing. Let's go back to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 46. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have we? Do not even the publicans the same? He says that if you will going to love only those whom you are going to receive something or they are good to you, that is the same. The publicans, they are hated by the Jewish, the Pharisees. He say, here if you will love only those whom you love or from whom that you expect to receive, the publican the same. The publicans are the Gentiles or the sinners or those who are tax collector. The tax collector, they love those whom they are receiving from them tax to give to the governors. He say, if you will be the same as this, then you are like those publicans that you hate. But being the children of God, if you will give even to your enemy that you don't expect to receive, God will also show his love through your life and what you are in what you are doing. If you will, he's saying, if you love them which love thee, what reward you're going to have? What do you expect more from God? If you will just do things, and we love people because we will receive love, or you expect something, that will be a business. But if you will treat the people the same, even the good and the bad, and we will give also for all the same, not expect the reward. We will receive the reward from God and not from man. In verse 47, and if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do? He say, if you will just greet those whom you love, or those whom only your brothers, and you ignore others, you don't give attention to them, then what is the reward that you expect from God? The same, those publicans, they do the same. When there is a business, they will go into that direction. But if there is no benefit, there is no more. He said, don't be the same of such kind of people. And be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven, perfect. God wants us to be perfected in this area. To love our neighbors, to love our enemies, to do good to them, to bless and not to curse those who hate us, to feed them, to give them a drink, to pray for them, and to behave as a children of God. That is what the scriptures teach us today. And that's what we need to adapt in our lives. Let's all stand. Thank you, Lord. Come to God. Make a notes of what we have here today. And make assignment for you to apply in your lives. The teaching that Jesus wants us to adopt. Yes, Lord, I'm willing to apply this in my life. Guide me, Lord, and help me to do it, O God. To love my enemies, to bless them that curse me, to do good to them that hate me, and pray for them that despisefully use me and persecute me, that I'll be a child of my Father in heaven. Yes, O God, help us to give. Help us to have your mind and your thought. Remind us, Holy Spirit, truly God, there is a peace with your presence. Yes, O God. Come to God and reconcile with God. Be willing to apply what you hear in your life, what you hear today from scriptures. Lord, help my brothers and my sisters. Help me, help each and every one of us to apply these scriptures of yours. We are willing, Lord. Tell him, Lord, I am willing to do it. Help me, O God, help me to do it. Give us today to guide us. Thank you for this great love to us. Take your word and spread it. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
I made up my mind and I